RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can also listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz.
Hello listeners, welcome back to our English program over Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Today's edition will bring you first our news, followed by Voy Green and News in Brief. We'll continue our segment with Indonesian Wonder and Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. To conclude our program for today, we'll present to you our daily segment Music Corner. That was our program summary for today. This is Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Stand by now for the news.
Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here is the news for today headlines. Police chief says Muslim do not provoke the incident in Tolikara. The revision of General Election Commission PKPU is promulgated. The political party should obey it. Now the news in detail. Indonesian Police Chief General Badruddin Haiti asked Muslims in Indonesia to not provoke by the burning incident of Musola in Tolikara, Papua, just on Eid al-Fitri 1436 Hijriah, Friday. Badruddin, escorted by Kompas.com on Saturday, ensured now Papua police has started an investigation to prosecute the perpetrators of the burning mosque. Along with the investigation, the head of the police territorial units of the Republic of Indonesia in Papua ordered to prevent such incidents that did not extend to other areas. To achieve this, the police, in collaboration with other stakeholders, ranging from the Indonesian Armed Forces, religious and traditional leaders in Papua. In addition, the Communication Forum of Regional Leaders in Papua talk about how to resolve this issue thoroughly so that similar cases would not happen again. As reported earlier, a group of people who allegedly congregation of the Evangelical Church in Indonesia attacked the mosque Baitul Mutakin in Tolikara, Papua, just as local Muslims praying it Friday morning. The General Election Commission has officially revised some pins of its regulation. I should say some points of its regulation that stated in the General Election Commission Regulation No. 12, Year 2015, about the change of the General Election Commission Regulation No. 9, Year 2015, about candidacy of concurrent regional head election 2015. The regulation changes related to the provision of space for all political parties to be able to participate in local elections and also on the changes in the rules of the Constitutional Court. Commissioner of Election Commission Hadar Nafis Gumai called on all parties to follow the rules of the regulation of the General Election Commission. Moreover, such changes are made based on the agreement between the Election Commission, the government, and all political parties. Hadar also asked political parties that are still in dispute to prepare registration for candidates considering the candidacy registration scheduled is the 26th to 28th of July. Investors hoping for President Joko Widodo to speed up work on Indonesia's infrastructure projects have been disappointed with a plan for a $2 billion airport railway line in the capital spotlighting the delays and bureaucratic infighting involved. Nearly half of the 10 projects to which President Jokowi gave priority when he took office last year are languishing due to a lack of cooperation among ministries he has been unable to weave into line. It was said by Emma Sri Martini, head of government-owned infrastructure finance firm Sarana Multi Infrastructure, or SMI. President is racing against time to create sufficient jobs for the 2 million Indonesians who enter the workforce annually, as the struggles to revive economic growth that has fallen to the weakest pace in around 6 years. When Governor of Jakarta Jokowi had managed to break an almost decade-long impasse over construction of a ring road around the Indonesian capital, and investigators had hoped to see him as president repeat the feat on the national level. The airport railway line, designed to cut the travel time to one of the world's busiest airports to 30 minutes from as much as 3 hours, has suffered a delay of at least 2 years in construction. Tourism Ministry, jointly with the Crisis Center team to cope with the impact of the closure of import due to the eruption of Mount Raung in East Java and Gamalama in North Maluku. Tourism Minister Arief Yahya in Jakarta on Saturday said it formed a crisis center team since July 10, 2015, when the eruption of Mount Raung started and have an impact on the closure of several airports. It was urgent because volcanic eruption material located in the three districts of Banyuwangi, Bondowoso, Jember, it is increasingly affecting the flight. This directly affected the Ngurah Rai Airport in Denpasar, International Airport in Lombok, Selaparang Airport Mataram, Blimbing Sari Airport Banyuwangi, Noto Hardi Negoro Airport Jember, and Juanda Airport in Surabaya. Furthermore, according to Arief Yahya, the most crucial issue is the handling of airline passengers who have been impaired due to the flights were disrupted, delayed, or stopped temporarily as an impact of the eruption. This includes setting up property when they have to wait in uncertainty. The last item. Indonesia recorded a surplus in its trade balance once again, improving the gross domestic product GDP by 3.9% in June from that in the same period last year, mostly in the non-oil gas sector. The trade surplus improved the current account deficit in second quarter of 2015, which was projected at around 2.5% of the GDP, by 3.9% from that reported in the same period the previous year. Spokesperson for Bank Indonesia Tirta Segara said in a press statement received over the weekend. He added that foreign capital inflow surged despite global financial markets steeped in uncertainty. Cumulatively, foreign portfolio inflows to the Indonesian financial market till June amounted to $4.7 billion. Consequently, the position of foreign exchange reserve at the end of the month was $108 billion. This is equivalent to 7 months of import or 6.8 months of import and servicing external public debt, which is well in excess of the international adequacy standard of 3 months. That was the news. This is RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. We'll bring you the weekend review, and we start on Sunday, July 12, 2015. Pertamina President Director Dwi Sucipto said on Sunday, PT Pertamina launched the RON 90 fuel, so-called Pertalite, a week after the Eid holiday. Dwi explained that Pertalite was not merely a program to replace premium, but also to provide public with an alternative of better quality fuel. According to Dwi, each of the fuel type has its own characteristics. Pertalite serves as an alternative for public. Pertamina continues to introduce Pertalite to public and gas stations to familiarize them with the new product. On Monday, President Joko Widodo asked the ministers immediately to form Jabodetabek Transportation Authority. President said the agency's presence could accelerate the construction and development of transportation in Jakarta and its satellite towns in the vicinity. The president said when opening a close meeting to discuss mass transportation in the president's office.
The president explained further after Jabodetabek Transportation Authority was established, the development of transport became the full responsibility of the institution. Thus, the decision to construct or expand transportation project would be taken at the level of institutions. In the meeting, President Joko Widodo also instructed the minister to immediately start the project Light Rail Transit or LRT, which will connect Jakarta and surrounding cities. On Tuesday, Foreign Minister Retno LP Marsudi seeks to examine Schengen visa for Indonesian nationals visiting European Union countries. Minister Retno expressed this wish during the meeting with Frans Timmermans, the European Commissioner for Better Regulation, Interinstitutional Relations, Rule of Law and Charter of Fundamental Rights. Minister Retno Marsudi also said that Indonesia has exempted visa for several European Union countries through Presidential Decree number 69/2015. From 45 countries that can enter Indonesia without visa, 15 of them are Schengen countries. Indonesia has also established many cooperation with the European Union. Indonesia has made several efforts for Schengen visa exemption since long ago. This time, Minister Retno will be focusing on achieving it through embassies of European Union countries in Indonesia and Indonesian embassies in Europe. On Wednesday, renowned Indonesian novelist Akil Barak Badruddin Seman Said Harun, better known as Andrea Hirata, earned an honorary doctorate in literature from the University of Warwick in England. A written statement received by Antara News Agency in Jakarta mentioned that the honorary title was given for his contribution to international literature over the last 8 years. Professor Jean-Paul Waske of the University of Warwick said that Andrea Hirata has attracted the world's attention to Indonesian literature and that his works have had an impact in many countries, not only in Indonesia. Hirata has been involved in the publication of books on a global scale. He actively participates in various book festivals and in teaching literature and in universities and colleges abroad. This honorary title is Hirata's third award in international literature. He was the first winner of the Book Award 2013 in Germany for his novel The Regenbogen Trooper, published by Hanser Berlin. Besides Hirata, a number of celebrities such as well-known British director Mike Leigh. He was the first winner of Book Award 2013 in Germany for his novel Die Regenbogen Truppe, published by Hanser Berlin. Still on Wednesday, Commission 8 member of the House of Representatives DPR from PKS faction Abdul Fikri Fakih said that Religious Affairs Ministry needed to maximize the protection function of pilgrims. On that day, Wednesday, July 15th, he said that the protection function should be made of safety insurance to health insurance. It should be maximized by Religious Affairs Minister, especially if they encounter administrative obstacles and problems in Saudi Arabia. In the implementation of the Hajj, there were two main functions of ministry that were assisted directly by Hajj Guidance Group, namely the guidance and service. Hajj Guidance Group or KBIH performs the rituals regularly and intensively. The understanding level of Hajj pilgrims on the Hajj implementation is varied. It is fulfilled by KBIH since the pilgrims had not departed to the Holy Land. On Thursday, Transportation Minister Ignatius Jonan said it took 2 to 3 days to normalize the flight schedule in a number of airports which are closed due to the volcanic ash of erupted Mount Raung and Gamalama. Jonan at Halim International Airport, Jakarta, on that day, Thursday, admitted that flight density becomes a problem. Therefore, according to him, it took 2 to 3 days to normalize the flight schedule. According to Jonan, hundreds of flights were delayed due to the closure of a number of airports. According to him, not the thickness of volcanic ash closed airports and runways, but the airspace filled with volcanic ash endangered flight activity. Jonan asserted The airport is closed temporarily and could be reopened depending on conditions. On Friday, President Joko Widodo or Jokowi, accompanied by First Lady Iriana, performed Idul Fitri or mass prayer at the Great Mosque Baitur Rahman in Banda Aceh in the westernmost province of Aceh. President Jokowi and his wife arrived at the mosque at 7 p.m. and were welcomed by the governor of Aceh Zaini Abdullah and his wife Niazah Hamid and mayor of Banda Aceh Iliza Sadudin Jamal, and the priest at the mass prayer was Sheikh Ali Jaber. Still on Friday, the Juanda Station on Meteorology, Climatology and Geophysics Agency recommend the extension of the closing of Juanda International Airport in Surabaya, Sidoarjo, until Friday at 12 p.m. Forecaster in Juanda Station on Meteorology, Climatology and Geophysics Agency, Agata Tuantara News Agency, said the dust of the erupting Mount Raung in the air just above the Surabaya and surrounding areas and could endanger the flight. She explained that the ash from the eruption of Mount on Friday morning still leads to the west, so it is not possible for planes to fly. The international airport Juanda was closed twice since Thursday. Listener, still on Friday, Head of State Intelligence Agency Sutioso at his residence said the agency would send representative to be placed in Turkey. According to Sutioso, the representative placement in Turkey aims at breaking the chain of influence of the Islamic State of Iraq and Syria, or ISIS. In addition to sending representatives to certain cities abroad, the State Intelligence Agency will recruit 1,000 members of intelligence, both from the Indonesian Armed Forces and ordinary people, to be placed throughout Indonesia. The recruitment process will begin after the Idul Fitri holidays or next week. According to Sutioso, at this time, one officer oversees three regencies. Indonesia has only 1,000 intelligence officers, while the ideal number is 5,000 officers. The State Intelligence Agency targets to recruit 5,000 members before the concurrent local elections at the end of this year. That was the week in review.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You're still with us, RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia at en.voi.co.id.
Listener of RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, welcome back with me, Steve, in our weekly segment, News from Across the Country, presenting you various interesting events from across the country during the week. Listener, the first news comes from Pontianak, West Kalimantan. Hundreds of carbide cannon and even the Idul Fitri Eve in Pontianak, West Kalimantan. The annual tradition of people on the riverbank of Kapuas aims to welcome the Idul Fitri festivity. Head of Kota Pontianak City Tourism and Culture Service, Hilfira Hamid, said that this tradition is tourism's routine agenda in Pontianak. Besides being sounded, the cannons are competed in Carbide Cannon Festival. However, according to her, this year the number of participants decreases because the festival committee is more selective during the registration. Meanwhile, head of Kampung Bansir Kanan, Zulkifli, stated that this year, the Kampung Bansir participates in the festival. Kampung Bansir has 6 carpet cannons with average length reaching 6 meters. Although the making of the wooden cannons with average diameter more than 50 cm starts to face obstacles like rare raw material and rising fuel price, Zulkifli revealed that it doesn't reduce the enthusiasm of people to hold the carpet cannon war. After being sounded, the carbide cannons are usually rinsed in Kapuas River to be used next year. Various colorful ornaments also beautify the cannons. Each village generally has 6 to 8 carbide cannons. The second news comes from Southeast Minahasa, North Sulawesi. Ahead of Idul Fitri festivity, youth of Al Maghfirah Mosque, Al Afarah Mosque and pilgrims of Al Munawarah Mosque in Ratata Totok District Southeast Minahasa Regency North Sulawesi, did lighting night tradition. According to Pudin Rata Totok Youth Figure, this tradition is done on the 27th night of Ramadan fasting month by people from 3 mosques in the 2 villages, namely Rata Totok Timur Village and Muara Village. Pudin stated that lamp lighting tradition is the combination of ornament lamps which have beautified roads and houses ahead of fasting month and bottle lamps as well as torch put in front of people's houses. He revealed that this tradition is done by the youth symbolizing togetherness and harmony of people in Southeast Minahasa Regency. In addition, this tradition is an effort to maintain the nation's culture. The last news is from Central Maluku Regency, Maluku Province. Muslims in Kaitetu Village, Leihitu District or Ambon Island, Central Maluku Regency, commemorated the end of Lailatul Qadar or the Night of 1,000 Months on July 15, 2015, through a tradition of giving ketupat or rice cake to the leaders of mosques and mushola or small mosques in their villages. The number of ketupat is based on the number of each family receiving the ketupat. It is brought to Wapawe Mosque, which is the oldest mosque in Maluku, Henatelu Mosque, and also Mushola Nurain. According to Jafar Lain, Wapawe Mosque leader in Kaitetu, giving ketupat in Lailatul Qadar is a tradition which has existed since the era of the ancestors. This shows thanks to the mosque leaders who have led Tarawih evening prayer in the fasting month of Ramadan. He said that as a reply to the donation, the mosque leaders will pray for the people to get health and the salvation from Allah or God in order to be able to fast again in the next Ramadan fasting month. Therefore, some coconut leaves covering ketupat which has been eaten are hung in the main pole of people's houses to prevent bad luck. Besides expressing thanks to the mosque leaders, Jafar revealed that this tradition is part of the population survey which has been maintained for a long time. Listener, that ends news from across the country from RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. I'm Steve. Thank you for listening.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
This is RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with Today in History, a regular segment which brings back people and events from this date in the past as recorded in history. We begin with July 19, 1949, the Inter-Indonesian Conference begins. Inter-Indonesian conferences were in Yogyakarta on July 19 to 22, 1949, and in Jakarta on July 31 until August 2, 1949, between all component authorities of future United States of Indonesia. The participants agreed on basic principles and framework for the Constitution. The Dutch-Indonesian Roundtable Conference held in The Hague from August 23 until November 2, 1949, between representatives of the Netherlands, the Republic of Indonesia, and the BFO or Federal Consultative Assembly, representing various states the Dutch has created in the Indonesian archipelago. Following preliminary discussion sponsored by the UN Commission for Indonesia in Jakarta, it was decided that the roundtable conference would be held in The Hague. Prior to this conference, 3 other high-level meetings between the Netherlands and Indonesia took place: the Linggajati Agreement in 1947, the Renville Agreement in 1948, and the Room van Rooyen Agreement in 1949. The conference ended with the Netherlands agreeing to transfer sovereignty to the United States of Indonesia. Next is from July 19, 1985, the collapse of Val di Stava Dam in Italy. Val di Stava Dam collapsed, located above the Stava settlement in northern Italy on July 19, 1985. It was one of the worst disasters ever occurred in Italy. The disaster killed 268 people, destroyed 63 buildings and 8 bridges. The top of the dam that collapsed, making all parts of the dam collapse too. Approximately 180,000 cubic meters of mud, sand and water flooded into the rural Rio Hills in Stava with a speed of 19 kilometers per hour, destroying everything until it reaches the Aviso within 4.2 kilometers of the dam. And last is from 1979, the Sandinista rebels overthrew the government of the Somoza family in Nicaragua. The Sandinista National Liberation Front, or FSLN, is now a democratic socialist political party in Nicaragua.
The party is named after Augusto Cesar Sandino, who led the Nicaraguan resistance against the United States occupation of Nicaragua in 1930s. The FSLN overthrew Anastasio Somoza Debayle in 1979, ending the Somoza dynasty and established a revolutionary government in its place. A militia known as the Contras was formed in 1981 to overthrow the Sandinista government and was funded and trained by the U.S. Central Intelligence Agency, CIA. In 1984 election, the FSLN won the majority of the votes and those who opposed the Sandinista won approximately a third of the seats. The Contras continued their rebellion until 1989. After revising the Constitution in 1987 and after years of resisting the United States-supported Contras, the FSLN lost what many consider the first truly democratic election in 1990 to Violeta Barrios de Camoro, but retained a plurality of seats in the legislature. In the 2006 Nicaraguan general election, former FSLN President Daniel Ortega was re-elected president of Nicaragua, bringing in the country's second Sandinista government after 16 years of the opposition winning election. Ortega and the FSLN were re-elected again in the president election of November 2011. Well, that was Today in History over Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. I'm Anna Trijayakasih.
Radio Republic of Indonesia's World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Presenting actual news, all Indonesian songs, current issues, and entertainment. Broadcasting daily from the fourth floor of RRS building on Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat number 4 and 5, Jakarta.
Listen live to www.voi.co.id.
The Week Spotlight presents Top Issue of the Week.
Listener, this is highlight of the week from RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia, entitled International and National Flights Disturbed by Mount Raung Eruption. I'm Steve. Listener, Mount Raung, which has altitude of 3,332 meters above the sea level in the border of Banyuwangi Regency, Bondowoso Regency, and Jember Regency, has spewed volcanic material since early July. Its status turns into alert or level 3. Volcanology and Geology Disaster Mitigation Center announced that the danger potential of Mount Raung eruption is in the form of volcanic material, whose material spread is in the form of lava flow, thick ash rain, and stone around the crater in the radius of 3 kilometers from the eruption center. The eruption caused 5 airports closed, namely I Gusti Ngurah Rai in Bali, Blimbing Sari in Banyuwangi, East Java, Noto Hadinegoro in Jember, Abdurrahman Saleh in Malang, and Juanda in Surabaya. Flight schedules were delayed because the eruption ashes will cause plane engine doesn't work perfectly. Under this script is written, 3 airports are still closed, which are Juanda, Blimbing Sari, and Noto Hadinegoro. Head of Blimbing Sari Airport Office Class 3, Sigit Widodo, said that the Blimbing Sari is still affected by Mount Raung dust smoke. In the meantime, Edi Purnomo, head of Airport Technical Coordinator, revealed that Mount Raung volcanic ash hits the runway, so that it harms the flight. That's why the airport is still closed. Mount Raung eruption has disturbed the main route to international airport and airports in the cities in East Java. As a result, passengers are stranded in the airports. Regarding the issue, the Indonesian Transportation Minister Ignatius Jonan said that the airports are more ready to handle passengers if there is reclosing. According to him, the ministry believes that the coordination and the handling of PT Angkasa Pura, airport authorities, and the local government runs well, so that the disaster emergency situation can be handled. In Bandung, West Java, head of Geology Agency Surono reminded the government to build meteorology satellite independence. In his opinion, at the moment Indonesia still relies on Himawari, meteorology satellite from Japan, to find out the dangerous threat of volcanic ash from the volcano eruption. Surono added that because of the dependence of on another country, the possible loss is the late response on disaster impact. Listener, that ends highlight of the week from RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Welcome to News in Brief. Indonesian Police Chief General Badruddin Haiti asked Muslims in Indonesia to not provoke by the bombing incident of Mushola in Tolikara, Papua, just on Eid al-Fitri 1436 Hijriah Friday. The General Election Commission has officially revised some points of its regulations that stated in the General Election Commission Regulation No. 12, Year 2015, about the change of the General Election Commission Regulation No. 9, Year 2015, about candidacy of concurrent regional head election 2015. Investors hoping for President Joko Widodo to speed up work on Indonesia's infrastructure projects have been disappointed with a plan for a $2 billion airport railway line in the capital spotlighting the delays and bureaucratic infighting involved. Tourism Ministry, jointly with a crisis center team to cope with the impact of the closure of airport due to the eruption of Mount Rawung in East Java and Gamalama in North Maluku. Indonesia recorded a surplus in its trade balance once again, improving the gross domestic product or GDP by 3.9% in June from that in the same period last year, mostly in the non-oil gas sector. That was news in brief.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You're still with us, RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia at en.voi.co.id. Is Indonesia. Here is Indonesia. This is Indonesia. You will be delighted to see the beauty of Indonesia for free by taking part in Wonderful Indonesia Quiz 2015. Answer the following questions. 1. When and where was the independence of Indonesia proclaimed? 2. Who read the proclamation text of Indonesia's independence on the radio for the first time? A. Yusuf Ronodipuro. B. Abdul Rahman Saleh. 3. When is RRI's anniversary? 4. Mention 3 tourism places in Indonesia that you want to visit and give the reasons. 5. How do you listen to RRI World Service programs and give the reasons? 6. What programs do you like most? 7. What are your suggestions for Voice of Indonesia's programs? 8. What is your opinion about the website of Voice of Indonesia? Send your answer along with your brief bio data as well as copy of your passport or passport number and its expired date to voiquiz2015@gmail.com. voiquiz2015@gmail.com before August 11, 2015. You may be the lucky one to get the main prize, which is coming to Indonesia.
Listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
This is RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with Indonesian Wonder, a special program introducing Indonesia's tourism, including places of interest, culture and tradition, also Indonesian cuisine. Today, I will invite you to Pontianak in West Kalimantan Province to find out about the tradition of Karbide Cannon Festival. So stay tuned in RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. Besides via shortwave, you can also listen to this program through www.voi.co.id. Last Thursday, all Muslims in Indonesia celebrated Idul Fitri, the biggest religious celebration in this country. Normally, in Indonesia, most Muslims have the same tradition of celebrating Idul Fitri, namely, going back to their hometown in an exodus, performing the special Idul Fitri prayer, silaturahmi, or getting together to strengthen relationships, eating ketupat with chicken curry, and visiting the graves of one's elders. However, Indonesia has a diverse customs, ethnicity, and culture, like the unique tradition in connection with Idul Fitri that is igniting Karbide Cannon in Pontianak. Karbide Cannon tradition has an interesting history. It is said that the former Kadriah Sultanate in Pontianak, established in 1771 until 1808, used to sound the cannon to repel ghosts, especially kuntilanak, in the city of Pontianak. As the story goes, at that time, the first king of Pontianak, Syarif Abdurrahman Al-Kadri, when opening the land for residential area, was plagued by ghosts. Then the Sultan ordered his army to expel the demons with a cannon. Additionally, the loud sound was also often used to signify the time of the evening call to prayer. Now, over the time, the Karbide Cannon has turned into a tourist attraction. By the way, the cannon here is not a real weapon used in the war. The traditional Karbide Cannon is made of durian wood or coconut tree, tied with a rattan rope weighing 100 kilograms so as not to move during the boom time. Its length is approximately 4 to 7 meters and is usually painted with attractive colors. This Karbide Cannon is drilled in the middle to light up the fire and make it go off. For one cannon game, it takes about 3 to 5 ounces of karbide. Well, that was Indonesian Wonder today, which told you about Karbide Cannon tradition in Pontianak, West Kalimantan. Until tomorrow with another edition of Indonesian Wonder.
Miscellany on Indonesia, a segment featuring various actual information.
This is RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with Miscellany, a regular segment featuring various aspects of Indonesia, including art and culture, customs and tradition, technology and environment, even lifestyle. Today's edition will be about police providing massage places for travelers. So stay tuned. Besides via shortwave, you can also listen to this program through www.voi.co.id. Mudik, or returning home ahead of the Idul Fitri, is one of the tradition of the Muslim community in Indonesia. For some reason, some people also keep going home even after Idul Fitri in order to gather with family, friends, and relatives. Homecoming phenomenon that occurred in Indonesia is unique and not found in other countries, especially the massive amount of people movement at the same time. The exodus happens about a week before Idul Fitri and the backflow of the week thereafter. One mode of transportation that is often used for going home is cars. However, the happy occasion often instead become disastrous as a result of the driver's fatigue. Fatigue or tiredness may result in loss of alertness as well as drowsy and fell asleep while driving. Driving a tired condition can cause accident rate increase by 20-fold compared to regular time. In addition to rest and getting some food, massage can also be an alternative to reduce fatigue when driving. At homecoming this year, the Indonesian National Police have provided a free massage at 5 points, especially for the travelers passing through North Coast or Java or Pantura Lane. Operational Head of Traffic Management and Engineering Police Senior Commissioner Sediantoro said massage and relaxation are necessary to prevent driving accidents. The free massage is provided at places in several areas such as in Bekasi, Subang, Indramayu, Brebes, and Tegal. Meanwhile, for the river's flow, the police would provide a free massage in Cirebon and Sukamandi, Subang. According to the Senior Commissioner Unggul, providing free massage places is the brainchild idea of Traffic Police Corps Chief Inspector General Chondro Kirono, with the aim of helping the travelers to rest for a moment on their way home. He added that most of the accidents happened during mudik were caused by fatigue on the way. Hopefully, travelers can make use of the facilities provided by the police to reduce accidents. In 2014, a total of 650 people died during Lebaran or Idul Fitri homecoming and backflow. Most of the travelers used motorcycles. He urged the travelers, wherever possible, to avoid using motorcycle when returning home. Well, that was Miscellany Today. Until tomorrow with another edition of Miscellany, I'm Anna Trijayakasih. Thanks for listening.
Again tomorrow with another Miscellany on Indonesia.
Music Corner, presenting various kinds of Indonesian music and songs from the Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listener, wherever you are, welcome back to Listener's Mailbag, a weekly segment in which your letters and emails are acknowledged. In this segment, we'll also play some Indonesian music. Listener, we would like to thank you. For you, our dear listeners, wherever you are, who have sent your letters or emails containing reception reports on our broadcast. Well, now let's start answering your letters or emails. First, I would like to read an email sent by Riaz Ahmad Khan in Pakistan. On June 30, 2015, he was listening to our Exotic Indonesia program between Voice of Indonesia and RRI Denpasar, Bali. He is very interested in Bali Art Festival. Hello, Riaz Ahmad Khan. Thank you very much for your email. We also thank you because you always give attention on our broadcast, and hopefully our information will be useful for you and also other listeners. Well, Riaz, we are looking forward to receiving your next email. Thank you very much, and special for you and also our regular listeners, we'll play a song from Reza Artamevia entitled Keabadian, or in English means Eternity. Enjoy the song.
Kau bisikan kata cinta kepadamu.
Listener, before we continue to answer emails, we'll introduce you to one of Indonesian singers, Reza Artamevia Adriana Ekasuci, or popularly known as Reza. She was born in Jakarta on May 29, 1975. She began her career in 1997 and directly skyrocketed. Besides being a singer, Reza can also dance Javanese classical dances. Reza succeeded in achieving various awards. In 2008, Reza was honored as the first singer who represented Indonesia to sing the opening theme song of the first Asian Beach Games entitled Inspire the World, accompanied by 1,700 dancers on Bali Island and participated in by 45 Asian countries. In 2010, Reza Artamevia was selected as one of 50 greatest Indonesian singers, according to Rolling Stone Indonesia magazine. Listener, that was a glimpse about one of Indonesian singers, Reza Artamevia. And listener, before we play another song by Reza Artamevia, we will reply an email from Muhammad Shamim in India. He was listening to our broadcast through frequency of 9525 kHz at 1300 hours to 1300 hours UTC on December the 5th, 2014. Hello, Muhammad Shamim. Thank you very much for your email. How are you now? Are you still tuning to our radio? We hope you always keep on listening to our broadcast. Now you cannot listen to our broadcast through the frequency. Now you can only listen through our website www.voi.co.id, or you can also download our mobile applications, namely RRA Play and also RRA World Service. We hope you always keep listening to our radio and please give your report on our broadcast. Thank you. Listener, here is another song by Reza Artamevia, Cinta Kita or Our Love. For all our regular listeners, wherever you are, enjoy the song.
Aku yang dulu dengan dirinya mengapa kau risaukan lupakan semua yang telah usai aku mengerti yang kau rasakan. Percayalah akan cinta kita berdua. Cintai diriku seperti aku mencintaimu sepenuh jiwaku. Jangan pernah ada tersimpan prasangka.
Cintai diriku seperti
Listener, now we continue to reply an email from Sohel Rana Redoy in Bangladesh. In his email, he told that he also participated in Wonderful UNISA Quiz 2015. Hello, Mr. Sohel Rana Redoy. Thank you very much for participating in our quiz. If you are lucky, you will be one of the winners so you can visit our beautiful country. We appreciate your criticism because the listener's criticism makes us getting better and better. Thank you. And as your request, we will send our QSL card to your home. Well, Mr. Sohel Rana Redoy, special for you, we will play a beautiful song from Reza Artamevia and Tarot Ketulusan or Sincerity. Let's check it out.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz for English program, or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id. Send your criticism and suggestions to en.voi.co.id or send your letter to Voice of Indonesia, RRI World Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta, or P.O. Box 1157, Jakarta 10011, Indonesia. And join us on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter, VoI Indonesia.